West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica High School acknowledging their class of 2024 with a commencement ceremony earlier this week. Valedictorian Elizabeth Keelan Hartley in her address to students stating, "During our freshman year, many of us felt stuck since COVID challenged how we lived, learned, and behaved, but tonight I can confirm we persevered and found exactly where we needed to be."
Sophomore year was a year of personal growth. I ran over so many cones trying to learn how to parallel park a minivan. I definitely cannot parallel park anymore, but there's something to be said about the freedom we gained sophomore year. When you start driving yourself to school, you tend to think you're all grown up. We all did it, walking around with car keys in hand to make sure everyone knows we drove ourselves today. And now, as we prepare for the next steps of our life, we're hitting the road once again.
Hartley will be attending the University of Connecticut and majoring in archaeological linguistics.
Senior year was not the slowdown I thought it would be. Applying to college, keeping up my grades, attending club events, playing my sports, and just being a person seemed to be harder to balance than it was before. We have all scrambled for roommates, for scholarships, for job opportunities, and for any sign the work we are doing was worth it in the end. I want to remind you all that it was. Even if it does not feel like it, it will be. We are the manifestors of our goals. We're the achievers of them, too.
And Georgia Hope Johnson is this year's salutatorian from Villarica High School. Johnson will be attending the Georgia Institute of Technology to study international affairs. After confirmation from the GBI Crime Lab, Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock has identified the three males who died in a fiery crash in the Bowden Junction area close to 2 weeks ago. According to the initial report from the Georgia State Patrol, late evening Friday, May the 10th, a silver Lexus IS was traveling north on Bowden Junction Road, actively fleeing from a marked Mount Zion patrol car. The driver of the Lexus was traveling too fast for conditions in a curve and lost control of the Lexus. The Lexus struck a power pole and a large boulder, then became engulfed in fire before coming to an uncontrolled final rest upright off the west shoulder of the roadway facing north. All occupants succumbed to their injuries. Due to the severity of injuries, the deceased were taken to the GBI Crime Lab for scientific examination for identification. Coroner Hancock this week said the driver was identified as 26-year-old Jeremiah Flax of Villarica, and the passengers were 21-year-old Gabriel Braddock of Temple and 19-year-old Keelan Barron of Villarica. Georgia Labor Commissioner Bruce Thompson announcing that all of Georgia's regional commissions reported declining unemployment rates for the month of April for the Northwest Georgia region, which includes Harrelson County. The unemployment rate was down 0.3 to 2.8% over the month. The rate was 2.8% 1 year ago. The labor force was down 1,736 over the month, but still up 8,976 over the year. And the number of employed was down 322 over the month, but still up 8,463 over the year. Initial unemployment claims were up 54% over the month, but still down 30% over the year. For the Three Rivers region, which includes Carroll County, the unemployment rate was down 0.4 to 2.7% over the month. The rate was 2.6% 1 year ago. The labor force was down 1,692 over the month, but still up 4,924 over the year to 263,322. The number of employed was down 624 over the month, but still up 4,568 over the year. And initial unemployment claims were up 22% over the month, but still down 13% over the year. Carrollton City Council does approve a resolution pertaining to golf carts on public streets on Thursday. They say will help ensure the safety of cart users, pedestrians, and other motor vehicle operators. A new registration requirement for all carts on public roads will be the cost of $15 for 5 years. Insurance will be required. Anyone aged 17 and under will be required to have a seatbelt. Infants in the vehicles will require a child safety seat. The registration application will include the make, model, vehicle identification number or serial number of the cart and the owner's name, address, phone number, and state driver's license number. Those registering must be at least 18 years old. The application will also include a list of roads that you can and cannot drive carts on. Although the resolution was passed on Thursday, the new requirements may not go into effect until later on this summer. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.